listening to An Inside Look with North America's Top 50 Site Consultants. How do I land a big deal in my community? What are location consultants really looking for? Join us as we pull back the curtain and look inside the secrets of site selection with your hosts, Tim Tarantine and Amanda Harrison.
Welcome to An Inside Look, North America's Top 50 Site Consultants. I'm Tim Tarantine, here with my co-host Amanda Harrison, and we're here to explore the top 50 site consultants in North America. Amanda, you had a great conversation with one of the leaders in this industry this past week. Tell us about your interview.
Thanks, Tim. I spoke with Ann Peterson. She is a vice president at Jones Lang LaSalle, and she has primary responsibilities for the business and economic incentives division of that organization. She is a fantastic professional in her field. She utilizes her legal background to provide creative saving solutions to her clients through legal analysis, tax legislation, and letter rulings. Previously, she worked for KPMG, so she really is a leader in the tax and incentives world, and she's got awesome insights to share with all of us today, so let's listen in.
Hi, Anne. Thank you so much for joining us today on An Inside Look, North America's Top 50 Site Consultants. Welcome to our podcast.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Of course. We are honored to have you. The question we love to start with, just to let our audience get to know a little bit more about you, is what are three things that everyone who's listening today should know about you?
First of all, something that people probably don't know about me is I grew up in a rural farming community. So I always really have a soft spot for small town America. One thing that people probably do know is that I am from Minnesota, but I hate the cold, and that's how I ended up in Nashville. The third is probably that I love to cook, and my mother-in-law always says that I should have my own cooking show, but I don't really know about that. So I don't know, maybe we should start Iron Chef for site selectors.
Fantastic. Yeah, that's awesome. Well, thank you. Those are three great things to know about you before we get started. So now I want to turn to site selection. How did you first get involved in the field and what has kept you here?
Yeah, so like a lot of us in the industry, I started my career in Big Four public accounting. And I really think it's true what they say that Big Four is a great place to start your career. And I still personally lean really heavily on the tax background that I have from that experience. So when I was in the Big Four, I started doing just a few one-off economic development projects while I was there. And that's really what got me hooked. And small world, I learned about JLL from a really good college friend of mine. And she actually ended up as an executive assistant in our practice when I joined JLL. I just like that every project is different. I have really great clients and I love meeting new people. And I just have found that it's been a really good fit for me.
Awesome. So as a tax expert, what's maybe one inside secret that you lean on when you are assessing communities for a project?
I don't really think this is a secret, but the way that we look at every deal is from a total cost perspective. And obviously, that tax background comes into it because we feed all the taxes that go into a facility into our model. But I really think that sometimes it's easy to get hung up on one specific cost issue for one site versus another. But a total cost perspective really tells the story of the site as a whole. And I think it helps decide where the real financial gaps are between markets. And I also think it's important to get a real boots on the ground intel from other employers who have gone through a similar project recently in the market. And depending on the project, and if you have time for it, I think labor interviews also can be very interesting. I think it's, you know, obviously that financial piece, but then also getting some real boots on the ground, being in the community and getting that experience as well.
Yeah, I like that perspective of looking at it both ways, the financial, like you said, but also that boots on the ground, really to get that inside perspective and that real life experience. As you're working with your companies and your clients today, what are some of those key issues that keep resurfacing that seem to really have top priority and top weight when looking at different communities?
Sure. So this probably will not come as a surprise, but labor. You know, labor is always top of mind. Where is it coming from? Does the community have enough net migration to sustain a certain industry or a certain cluster of employers in a certain industry? And then also, does the community have what it takes to help companies attract and retain top talent? I think, you know, if you really believe that as a community, you have what it takes to set you apart, you also have to have that data from an independent source to back that up. So when we're talking about labor, not labor data from your state think tank or research department, it has to really be from an independent vetted source. And then also from the perspective of attracting and retaining top talent, keeping in mind that you need to keep investing in your community-centric initiatives. So obviously education, your cultural aspects, your small business, because I think those community-centric initiatives, those are the things that are really exciting, things that create buzz about your community, and it makes people from other states want to live there. So when we're talking about projects, speed to market is just so important these days. Having those pad-ready sites, potentially if you have spec buildings, if you have that perfect labor pool for a particular project, right, because those things exist everywhere, but you know, those are the things that I just think are really important. Obviously, labor, speed to market, and then investing in your community.
So now that we've heard what those key issues are, what are some of the best marketing strategies that you've seen that work really well on you? And maybe it's how communities or economic developers are communicating those things, like their talent force, like their quality of life. But what are the best ways that you've seen that they can get those messages across to you and other site selectors in the industry?
Not email. Please, no more email.
Yeah, there's so much of that today.
Right. But in all seriousness, for me, face-to-face always works best. I just, you know, phone or email tends to get a little impersonal for me. I like to be face-to-face with someone so I can read the situation and build that personal relationship. And that's why I say face-to-face. I know it's not always possible. And especially for me, I'm based in a smaller market, Nashville, so I don't get a lot of opportunity for more personal interaction like some of the larger markets do, but the emails just really don't do it for me.
Well, I think that's a good reminder, especially with the way the world is moving. There's so much technology and so many digital forms of communication, but it is a good reminder that a lot of it comes back to that core fundamental way of communicating, which is face-to-face and building relationships. So I'm glad that you brought that up. I want to turn a little bit more towards you as a leader. And how do you personally define success?
Mine is really short and sweet. So success for me is really when others only have great things to say about you and your work ethic. I think that what your peers have to say about you is so important. And I think that is the highest form of compliment when they have only great things to say.
Absolutely. Good answer. What about leadership? So what is one leadership lesson that you carry with you that maybe you've learned or experienced throughout your career that you could pass on to others who are listening today?
I really think that you're only as good as the people that you surround yourself with. And as a woman, and I think especially as a woman in this industry, we should be lifting each other up and not tearing each other down. So for me personally, I really want to be an inspiration to others in my actions. And I think because in this industry, you're only as good as your last deal, your actions and your work ethic and your integrity really have to stand alone and speak for themselves.
Great. And those are also lessons or insights that, again, are perfect for this industry, but really can carry throughout whoever is listening today. So fantastic. And then I'm going to get you out of here on this very last question. If you could tell a room full of economic developers just one thing, what would that be?
Oh, it would be definitely learn your programs. Please, please learn your programs. I feel like one of the greatest things in an economic developer's toolkit is the incentives. I mean, that's really the icing on the cake, right? So you should know those programs like the back of your hand, your state programs, your community programs. please know them, understand the in and out. You should be a walking encyclopedia regarding wage thresholds, investment criteria, and other administrative issues. And another thing that I think is important is to think about the questions that you get asked all the time and have documents on hand that can answer those questions that you can provide readily. For me personally, one thing I'm always looking for is a timeline for approval for each program. And you should be able to easily lay out the approval process for various programs, approval meeting schedules, and the contracting process. And, you know, that's something that's so important to me, but yet no one really seems to have this at their hands, at their fingertips when I ask for it. So, you know, learn your programs and understand what it takes to close a deal for every program.
And all very practical advice. Well said. And thank you so much for joining us today, for your time, for sharing your insight. And of course, we just want to congratulate you one more time on being named one of North America's top 50 site consultants.
Thank you so much. It's an honor. Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in to North America's Top 50, produced by Consultant Connect, where we're working to bridge the gap between leading economic developers and location consultants. To learn more about what we do and how to get involved, please visit consultantconnect.com or tweet me at Ron Kitchens.